Krishna. So in this particular month, the third month of Chaturmas going on, we talk a lot about the holy name. We do Mahahari Nam Sankirtans, different temples, right? This is practically like a holy name month, right? Third month of Chaturmasya. Mahaprabhu said Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, right? Three times. So third month of Chaturmasya is the holy name month. So we are discussing a lot of about the holy name. Today also in the evening we are going to have Hari Nam Sankirtan 5 to 7 on the Chopadi beach. So I thought I'll discuss about the holy name. So it is a time of smart age, right? Smart time. Began with smartphone, and smartphone, then there is smart wallet. Inside the wallet, money is also smart, right? And smart banking, smart watch, smart TV, smart cab. Even there are smart toilet seats also, right? Which if you check out in the internet, you will find, right? Everything you name, right? Whatever people use, you will find a smart version of it. So we are living in a smart age, right? Everything is becoming smart. So I thought we'll discuss something about smart chanting, right? Smart chanting. So you may feel, oh, probably then there is no need of carrying bead bag in smart chanting, or right? Or it'll become more efficient in some way or the other. You'll not spend 2 hours smart chanting, may take only 1 hour or something. Nothing like that, right? So do not have any such conceptions. But we'll discuss five aspects related to smart. S-M-A-R-T. Five alphabets. And the five important aspects related to smart chanting. So the word S of smart stands for servitude. Right? You may say the whole world is actually wants to go up, right? In their business, in their corporate, in their personal charisma, in their personal ability, everything. Right? So the whole world wants to progress up, right, up the ladder. And we are beginning with servitude. You say, it doesn't look very smart. Right? But actually Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, devotee of the Lord is the smartest of all. Yehi Krishna Bhakta Sahi Bada Chatur. One who is the devotee of the Lord, one who is a servant, right? His servitude means the servant of the Lord. He is actually very smart. There are those who want to become controllers, those who want to become supreme, those who want to become big. Or in other words, they want to become God in some way or the other. Right? Either be a very, either the top, being a controller, being a supreme, and so on. In some way or the other, people want to become God. To that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishnera sammata haite bada bhakta pad. You want to become God, not a very smart goal. You become his servant, because Krishna's servant is bigger than even Krishna. Krishnera sammata. Sammata means being equal. Haite bada bhakta pad. There is the position of being a servant of the Lord is a higher position than being God. Krishnera sammata haite bada bhakta pad, atma haite Krishnera bhakta hai premaspad. Because Krishna considered his devotee, his servant, to be greater than himself. This is a proof in the scriptures. just like Lord Shiva also says, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarachanam. Among all type of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is the highest. Even higher is worshipping the servants of Lord Vishnu. Tadiyanam. Therefore, the position of the servant of the Lord is actually a very high position. It's not a small position. The position in this world, the position of a servant is very low. But there is a reverse hierarchy. So the norms, they reverse in the spiritual world. King Pratap Rudra in Jagannath Puri, during the Rath Yatra, when the Lord was taking rest, there was the bhoga being offered to the Lord. So in the nearby Jagannath Vallabh garden, the Lord entered and he was taking rest. The king went in a dress of a Vaishnava, King Pratap Rudra, king of Odisha, and he started massaging the Lord's feet and started reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Lord became very ecstatic. He got up, embraced him. And then he says, suddenly you have given me great jewels. You have given me great wealth in the form of reciting these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who are you? The Lord asked this question. Today Baldev Prabhu in the morning also elaborated on the question, who are you? Right? This question could be actually a dangerous question also. Depends upon the circumstances. Right? Baldev Prabhu nicely elaborated in today's morning class. So, suddenly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very happy and he asked, who are you? What did the king reply?
Raja kahe ami tumar dasir anudas Brit tera brit karo ehi murash.
The king said, I am a lowly servant of a servant. Raja kahe ami tumar dasir anudas. You accept me as a servant of a servant. That is my ash. That is my desire. That you will accept me so, as a servant of your servant. So therefore the position of the servant of the Lord is not a small position. Even as we discussed, higher is position of the servant of the servant of the Lord.
Mad janmana pramidam madukaita bare mad prarthaniya madanugraha esheva tvad bhritya bhritya paricharak bhritya bhritya vrittasya bhritya iti mam smaralokanatha.
So King Kulshekar says, mad janmana phalam, it will be the highest result, highest benediction, the highest gain in my life will be if I can become servant of the servant of the servant. Seven times he says, so he uses the word servant. So therefore, the position of being a servant of the Lord is actually a very privileged position. It's not a small position. And it's not that we have to have just this intellectual understanding. We have to deeply cultivate that spirit. That am I really becoming a servant of the servant of the servant? Do I really have that feeling? I really want to serve everyone. So, once there was initiation ceremony taking place and devotees were taking vows and the names were given. Right? So, such and such person came such and such das. So, and I was standing with Shyamanand Prabhu, witnessing the initiation ceremony. And he suddenly said, look, now he has also become Das, servant of the Lord. Now it is officially our responsibility, right? Formally now we become their servant also. Right? So now he has got the title Das. Now we are their servant also. Right? So in this way, any new person who comes join Krishna consciousness movement, he takes up the service of chanting the Lord's name, doing any service to the Lord. We actually should feel that I need to serve this Vaishnava also. Right? I am his servant. If I can do something to serve him. So, only when we deeply contemplate and try to deeply imbibe this mood of being servitude, then only we can go one step ahead in our chanting of the Lord's name. Right? Smart chanting. We have to deepen our commitment of being a servant of the servant, of all the Vaishnavas, giving them respect and not feeling that now I am senior, right? As more, suppose more and more people join, in years you become senior and senior and senior. Past you have spent 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. You feel, okay, now I am a senior most. But actually, our sense of being a servant should deepen as the number of years pass by. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand behind Garuda Stambh and take darshan of the Lord. He would say, Garuda Dev is a servant. The Lord will be pleased to look at his servant. So therefore we should understand that the Lord is pleased, always pleased with his servants. And if we are the servant of the servant, we will become the recipient of Krishna's mercy. So, when Srila Prabhupada had gotten the visa to go to America and his passport, everything was ready, he was about to sail. So some people, just before Prabhupada departed, he said, oh, so Swamiji, I heard you are going to America. What did Prabhupada reply? He said, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America, right? Prabhupada was carrying many volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America. I am going as a servant of Srimad Bhagavatam. I am going as a servant of Srimad Bhagavatam to spread this message. So therefore, this mood of being a servant is very important. Not just a mood, we actually have to inculcate that mood deeply in order to deepen our commitment or deepen our absorption in chanting the Lord's name. Again, sometimes we say, "Aaj ka sola mala ho gaya," right? Chanting finish, right? So, again, Shyamanand Prabhu was saying that how instead of trying to finish off the chanting, we should try to perform Naam Seva. Right? That means there has to be quality in the chanting, in the mood of Seva. Just like when we go and do any particular service to the deities, right? Pujaris go, they try to do it very nicely and not just simply want to finish off. But the Pujaris try to decorate the Lord nicely, they look beautiful. So therefore, we should also try to approach the Lord's, the chanting as a servant performing Naam Seva. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say, Hari Naam is the king of all sadhanas. So the Lord's name is the king of all the sadhanas. All the processes of attaining perfection, chanting the Lord's name is like the king. As we just read in the bhajan, Trini Kritya Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalopari. Everything else is simply compared as an insignificant blade of grass compared to the chanting of the Lord's name. So therefore, it is the king of all sadhanas. And we should approach as a servant trying to do Naam Seva. The Lord. That is the part of being a servant or the the servitude, the mood of servitude in chanting the Lord's name. The alphabet M stands for most important duty. Again, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he used to say, Shri Krishna Nam Sankirtan is our only duty. And he would emphasize that in this human form of the life, our only duty, because all other duties, they will keep coming, keep going, keep changing. We have to tend to other duties also. But the nature of other duties is, you may do it, some other duties will come, you may do it perfectly, but the result may not be perfect, right? So the nature is changing nature. But he would say, our only duty, that means duty of the human form of life, our spiritual duty, the most important duty, is Shri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This understanding is auspicious, he would say. Harsha Prabhu kahe na suna sarup Ram Rai, Nam Sankirtan kalo paramahupai. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great jubilation, Harsha Prabhu kahen shun sarup Ram Rai. The Lord jubilantly said, listen, my dear Sarup Damodar, my dear Ramanand Rai, Nam Sankirtan Kalo Param Upai. The most important process in the age of Kali Yuga is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ram Ramo, Hare Hare. Bhajane Ramadya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti. Again, it is mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami. Among all the processes of worshipping Krishna, Navavida Bhakti is the Shrestha, the ninefold process given by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Ninefold. Bhajane Ramadya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti Krishna Dite Prema Dite Dhare Maha Shakti. So this ninefold process given by Prahlad Maharaj, this is the topmost among the processes of self-realization, because it has a great potency to give Krishna and Krishna's love. Taramadya Sarvashrestha Nama Sankirtan. So amongst the nine processes, the Nama Sankirtan is the highest. So therefore, it is the most important process, it is the most important duty in the human form of life. The M stands for most important. Again, in the bhajan which we just sang, it's mentioned, Nishwase nahi vishwasah kada ruddo bhavishyati. When will the life here go out? Nishwase nahi vishwasah. When we will become nishwas, right? Without shwas, uska kuch vishwas nahi. Right? So when the shwas will go away, there is no vishwas. Any time that may happen, therefore, one should always give utmost importance to the chanting of the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there is... This is from one of the talks of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He says, the only purpose of human form of life is purification. The only way to get purified is when Krishna is pleased with us.
The only way to please Krishna is to please one's spiritual master. The only way to please spiritual master is to follow his instruction. The only way by which we get determination to follow Guru's instruction is to follow his first and foremost instruction. That is, wake up early in the morning and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the most important process recommended in the 14 planetary systems to perfect our lives. So therefore, chanting the Lord's name is our most important duty. So we should try to prioritize chanting of the Lord's name. Okay? As we just read that how Maharaj says early in the morning. As I said, we all have many duties to do. But at least if we are chanting, suppose we are chanting 16 rounds. Right? Many of the devotees, they chant 16 rounds. Others could be chanting lesser number of rounds. Suppose we are out of 16 rounds, we are only chanting 4 rounds in the morning and 12 rounds spent throughout the day. Suppose. Or it could be even 2, whatever. Then at least we can increase one extra round in the morning. We can take one step. Instead of chanting out of 16, only 2 rounds in the morning or 4, you can make it 5 or 6. We can take that step. So we show that we have given some little more importance to the chanting of the Lord's name. So when we prioritize the chanting of the Lord's name, we are actually making a smart move. Please try to understand that. Because we are giving priority to this most important duty in the human form of life. So it will be a very smart move to prioritize chanting early in the morning. Because that's the time of the mode of goodness. Because throughout the day the mind is actually wandering in so many places. There is always anyway so much anxiety. Hardly we are able to hear the chanting of the Lord's name. It becomes extremely mechanical during the day. We all have experience. It becomes a much greater challenge. So therefore, one extra round, two extra rounds, extra in the sense, what we do of the day, quota, we bring it in the morning time. We try to work for that, struggle towards that. That is a smart way of chanting. The giving importance, giving priority, understanding this to be one of the most important aspects. And we will also see that how many devotees have felt that those when they chant in the morning, throughout the day they have a different energy. They are better equipped to take decisions. They are better equipped to handle challenging circumstances. Right? So therefore we will see that how now we have to spend the time anyway. Is it not? So whatever number around we chant, we have to spend the time anyway. It's like I once went to one temple and they had made paneer makhan wala sabji. And somehow it came to be very spicy. And one of the persons told me, he said, look, in this sabji, the cost of the paneer is the same. If they could made it just little better spicing, the cost of the sabji would have been the same. Right? No additional cost. Just proper spicing. All the devotees would have loved it. Now, although we have spent the money, put everything, so much, you know, paneer sabji is very costly. But people are unable to eat also. Okay? So he was just making a point that he said, you all also make, I have tasted. Right? So he was kind of saying, aap log ka bahut achha banta hai. खर्चा तो उतना ही होता है लेकिन आप लोग का अच्छा बनता है राइट सो आवर कुक्स डोंट नो हाउ टू मेक इट
although we spend the same amount of money anyway on the same, you know, paneer makhan wala sabji. So therefore we have to spend 2 hours in our chanting, average 16 rounds anyway, 2 hours have to go, right? Therefore, but if we can, as much time we can adjust in the morning, we get a better quality, we get better results. Time spent will be the same anyway, right? Just like the money spent on a feast sabji is going to be the same anyway, whether you make it too spicy or whether you make it rightly spiced. So therefore we should try our best within our given constraint. If we have the desire, if we are praying for it, then we will be able to do it also. We'll be able to do it also, right? And so where there is a will, there is a way. We have a will, Krishna will show us the way. So therefore, trying to chant as many rounds as possible in the morning before we go out for our work. That is the second, that is the M part of the SMART. A stands for association. Among all the SMART things, this is the smartest. Right? Association of the devotees. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido pavanti hritkannara sayana katha tajjoshanada shubavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So Lord also says that Prabhupada translates this verse as the glories of the Lord, His holy names, can be properly sung only in the association of the devotees. So therefore, we should try to come in the association of the devotees and chant the Lord's name, whether it is kirtan or whether it is japa. Now, again someone may say, but I don't have any close association. Even if there is some devotee staying nearby, within a vicinity, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, if not every day, on weekends, sometime we can come together and chant, then rather than chanting alone. We will see how much it helps us chanting in the association. I had one friend of mine and I used to call him to the temple, why don't you come and so on. He would say, oh, I have this, I have that to do, right? So many responsibilities. And he was practicing Krishna consciousness in his own way. And he was then, he had to go out for work. He went to France to do some job. And then one day he called me. He said, there is no association over here. I said, oh. He said, I have been looking for, now I have found that 70 kilometers there is a small center. So I am going today. Right? 70 kilometers from here. I am driving. I said, earlier you were not even come 0.7 kilometer, right? Because you were less than 1 kilometer from your house, there was good association. But I was thinking in my mind, you will not take advantage. But then he realized that how important it is, how his Krishna consciousness is drying up. He was driving 70 kilometers. There are many devotees who drive a long distance to take association. Right? So, we may be staying in the vicinity of some center, some temple, somewhere devotee association. We should try to value that. And we should try to invite, please, why don't you come to my place and we can chant together some days, few days of the week. If not all, as I said, few days, if not few days, one day a week, whatever. Whatever it could be. We can make a beginning. We'll see. It is a very smart move, chanting in the association when we come together than just alone. In the Panchang Bhakti given in, there are the 5 most important limbs. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagava Shravan Maturava Shri Murtir Shaddaye Sevan. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan. The Sadhu Sangha comes before Nama Kirtan.
So of course we understand the Naam Kirtan is the most important, but that can be properly performed only in the association of the devotees.
Ekaki amar nahi paya bal Hari Naam Sankirtane.
So Narottam Das Thakur also says, Ekaki amar nahi paya bal. Alone I have no strength to chant the Lord's name, to glorify Him. Tumi kripa kori shaddha bindu diya. Please give me faith. He is begging the association of the devotees, begging faith in that association, begging strength in that association to chant the Lord's name. Even when the material energy personified, right, Maya Devi, she went to Haridas Thakur, she begged Haridas Thakur to give her initiation. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Mayada si prem mage itthe ki vismay, sadhu kripa nam vina prema na janmay. What is so wonderful that even material energy personified Maya Devi, she is asking Haridas Thakur, give me initiation, give me instruction to chant the Lord's name. Why? Because sadhu kripa nam vina prema na janmay. One cannot perfect one's chanting of the Lord's name without the mercy of the devotees. Right? So therefore, in the association of the devotees, we have to learn to perform chanting of the Lord's name. So this association part is important. We have to strive for that. It's not that things happen on their own. We should not think automatically things may happen. As I said, we have to make that move, and it's a very smart move, that instead of chanting just alone, at least some days of week, come in association of devotees. You may come in the temple or anywhere in the vicinity, anyone's home, devotees can come together. Prabhupada would say even association can be two. It's not that association means 200. Right? When we come in the temple, 100 are devotees. Of course, that's like very opulent association or a big association, but Prabhupada said association can be 2 or 200. Even two people, like-minded people who want to improve their chanting, come together, that is association. So and we will see that when we do that, we take a step ahead, we move forward in our chanting. We increase our commitment, our absorption. And as we just sang in that bhajan, Hari sada vase tatra yatra bhagava jana Gayanti bhakti bhavena Hare nameva kevalam. Hari sada vase tatra yatra bhagavat jana. So the Lord always resides where the devotees are singing and chanting His holy names. Hari sada vase tatra yatra bhagavat jana Gayanti bhakti bhavena. In the mood of devotion, wherever the devotees glorify the Lord, sing His holy name, the Lord is present over there. The Lord is present over there. So therefore, that place becomes the most suitable place for chanting the Lord's name. So this particular verse, so all these 8 stanzas, our Revati Vallabh Prabhu, He has translated them into English poetry, these 8 stanzas of Kevalashtakam. And He writes for this stanza, Hari Sada Vaset Tatra Yatra Bhagavata Jana. He writes in the English poetry, Lord eternally dwells where saints sing and pray. Lord eternally dwells where saints sing and pray. Holy name alone, no other way. So, Hare Naam Eva Kevalam. So,
In this way, the Lord dwells at that place where the Lord, where the devotees sing and pray His holy names. And we should try to take advantage of the association of the devotees in deepening our chanting of the Lord's name. Then the alphabet R stands for repeatedly. We have to repeatedly chant as much repetition as possible. Just again here in the verse of the Kevalashtakam, Diyatam Diyatam Karano Niyatam Niyatam Vacha Giyatam Giyatam Nityam Harir Name Vakevalam. It should be heard again and again. Diyatam Diyatam Karano. Repeatedly one should try to hear. Niyatam Niyatam Vacha. Repeatedly one should utter the Lord's name. Then Giyatam Giyatam Nityam. Perpetually one should go on singing the Lord's holy name. And Revati Vala Prabhu writes for this stanza, hear, utter, sing night and day. Hear, utter, sing night and day. Holy name alone, no other way. So, we have to hear, we have to utter, we have to sing as much as possible the names of the Lord. So, once a professor from college, one of the colleges of Calcutta, he came to visit Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had heard his discourses, he had heard the discourses of his senior disciples, and he found them to be very scholarly. And he said, I also want to learn scriptures. I also want to become proficient. Can you ask, you may be very busy, can you ask any of your leading disciple to also teach me scriptures? So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, yes, go and meet Ramdas. Ramdas, okay, fine. He started asking, where is Ramdas? Someone said, Ramdas is working in the garden. There was a matha temple. In the temple there was a garden where the flowers were grown, some vegetables were grown. And his clothes were all soiled. He was working in the garden, doing gardening. And he looked at him, didn't look like a scholar in any way. He was not sure whether this is the person. Sometime people come to meet Damodar Chaitanya Prabhu and they call me. Right? Or earlier when Damodar Dulal was here, many of Damodar Dulal Prabhu's call would come to me. Or my would go to him or whatever, right? So there are sometimes two or three Damodars, two or three Ramdas, right? With a slight change which people don't know, outside people, they think it's all the same. So one person came to the temple and he asked one of our devotees, can I meet Mr. Das? He said, Mr. Das? There are more than 100 Mr. Das. Right? So sometimes even Mr. Ramdas could be many. So this person thought, hey, Ramdas, he's the Ramdas whom he referred, or probably Ram Keshav Das, Ram Murari Das, right? Many, there's some differences. So he was not sure. He confirmed with others. Is only Ramdas or someone else also Ramdas is here? No, he's only. Right? He said, maybe I'll better confirm. He didn't go straight. He was very apprehensive. He went back. He said, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him, yes, where did you meet? He said, that person who is working in the garden, right, looks very soiled. You are sending me to him? Yes, go to him. Tell him, I want to learn scriptures. So this person, somehow he could not believe, but now he had confirmed already. The same person, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, yes, you go to him. So he went to him and he said, Ramdas ji, I want to learn scriptures from you. Would you teach him? Ramdas even more shocked. Right? So this person was all in a little shock in a state. Ramdas was in greater shock. He said, I don't know how to write my name also. Right? You are asking me to teach scriptures? He was shocked, and the professor was now totally confused. He went back and he reported what he heard. He said what he was doing when you met him. He said he was just chanting the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. So this Ramdas had a habit of always chanting the Lord name. He would be working in the field, he would be working in the garden, doing some, you know, digging the soil, planting or removing the weeds, plucking the flowers, fruits for the seva. While doing, he would just keep chanting the Lord's name. Just like that. Right? Always repeat the Lord's name coming out of his mouth. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him, what was he doing? That he was just chanting the Lord's name. And he was doing all his gardening. Then he explained to him, that is the essence of all the scriptures. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, after studying all the scriptures, if one can always chant the name of the Lord, right, repeatedly, that is the perfection of all the Vedic knowledge, of all the studying, all the Vedas. Diyatam, diyatam, karano, niyatam, niyatam, vacha, giyatam, giyatam, nityam, hare name eva kevalam. So in this way, we have to learn that not just when we have our rounds to chant, but apart from that also, while walking, while doing some other service and so on, we should try to chant the Lord's name, try to sing the Lord's name as much as possible, repeatedly. Dukhe sukhe bhulo nako sadahari naam bolo re. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a beautiful bhajan where he says, you may be in happiness, you may be in distress, heat, cold, so many different kind of circumstances, but let there always be the chanting of the Lord's name. Right? So in this world of uncertainties where everything is always changing, let there be the one thing that be constant, which is the chanting of the Lord's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, as we sang in this bhajan, Sa Guru Sa Pita Chapi Sa Mata Bandavo Pisa Sikshaye che sada smartum Hare name kevalam. That person is a guru. Sa guru, sa pita chapi, sa mata bandhavo pisa. That person is a guru. That person is a father. That person is a mother. That person is our true relative who always inspires us to chant the holy name of the Lord. Sikshayet, who gives this instruction that always try to remember Krishna by chanting his holy name. Sikshayet chet sada smaratum hare naam eva kevalam. Therefore, we should repeatedly chant the name of the Lord. The R stands for repeatedly glorify the Lord, repeatedly sing his holy name as much as possible in all kind of circumstances. So Prabhupada writes, he says, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, and then no solution, there should be chanting of the Lord's name. The chanting should go on. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? So for, there will be many circumstances in life, we will be able to find some solution or no solution. Right? As Prabhupada said, there could be resolution, dissolutions, ultimately no solution, but let there be the chanting of the names of the Lord. So that chanting will give us the ultimate solution. Whatever else solution we work out, it will not work. But if we go on chanting the Lord's name, that will be the ultimate solution. Therefore, amidst all kind of circumstances, ups and downs in life, in all kind of situations, we should repeatedly, as much as possible, try to chant the names of the Lord. That's the letter R. And the last letter of the SMART is tree. T stands for true wealth. This is our true wealth. Some local Brahmanas, they invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasadam. Lord said, I will take 1 lakh. One who has got 1 lakh, I will go to his house only to chant. I will go to his house only to take prasad. So the local Brahmanas, they kind of panicked. Said, we are very poor. 1 lakh. Not even have 1,000. Right? So the Lord started laughing. He said, I mean one who chants 1 lakh holy names. That means 64 rounds. Right? So the Lord would say, the one who chants 64 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I only go to his house to take prasad. That was the standard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada had mercifully given us 16 rounds to chant at least. So therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur also says, Golokera premadhana harinam sankirtana. This chanting of the Lord's name is Golokera premadhana. It is the wealth of the spiritual world. It is our true wealth. This wealth will not be destroyed with the destruction of the body. And if we go on collecting this wealth, we will find one day that we have become billionaires. Right? Suddenly, you will get an intimation, congratulations, you are one of the billionaires. Right? You go on collecting. So, Srila Rupa Goswami says, just like a miser collects, counts and remembers his money repeatedly. As we said repeatedly in the last verse, just like a miser collects, counts and remembers his money repeatedly, we should collect, count and remember the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Again in this bhajan which we sang, it says, A Brahma Stambh Parayantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. From Lord Brahma up to the blade of grass, or from blade of grass up to Lord Brahma, Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat. Everything is actually created by the illusory energy of the Lord. We are fascinated by so many things. We are working hard to obtain so many things. But ultimately, Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat. Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam. I tell you the true wealth, the real truth, I say again and again, is the holy names of the Lord. So therefore, we should remember that whatever number of names we can chant, right, with attention, with absorption, to that degree we have wealth. That is our real wealth.
anything else we did, anything else we invested in, is soon going to go in bankruptcy. So all the other investments which we make, right, in any bank, ultimately bankruptcy will be declared. Right? No return. We are not going to get any return. With this body, everything will be finished. But Goloka Bank never declare bankruptcy. Right? So whatever investment we make, that is that your wealth, true wealth, it's a spiritual wealth. Golokera Premadhan. Oh dukkham maha dukkham dukkha dukh taram yata. Said, my great happiness, my great unhappiness, oh dukkham, maha dukkham. Mahadukkham is great unhappiness. My unhappiness, my great unhappiness, dukkha dukkha taram yatha, greater than the greatest. That means my greatest lamentation, my greatest sadness of my life is what? Kachartham vismritam ratna. For the sake of some broken pieces of glass, I forgot the real diamond, the real jewel. So I spent so much of my time trying to do this, trying to run for that, trying to fix this, trying to gain that. Right? Kachartham. I invested whole time in trying to collect pieces of broken pieces of glass. Kachartham. And I forgot that I could have spent the same amount of time in collecting diamonds. Right? The true wealth. Therefore, this is my greatest unhappiness. Kachartham vismitam ratna harer naam eva kevalam. So therefore Chanakya Pandita also says, Ayusha shana ekopi na labhate swarna koti bhi. You give your whole life saving. That if you can give me few moments, few hours, few days, few months, no, nothing. Right? You not get 1 second extra. Ayusha shana ekopi, not a fraction of a second. Na labhate swarna koti bhi. Even if you give millions of swarna, right, no one has that, only paper money is there. But if you give the actual gold, right, in millions, you will not obtain one moment in your life. Therefore, this time of human, this human form of life, we can actually invest in collecting this great wealth, which is the real wealth. Otherwise, lamentation awaits us. We'll have to lament, oh, so much time. I had gotten the opportunity, but could not. Kachartham vismritam. I forgot to collect the diamond, the real wealth, and wasted the whole time in collecting broken pieces of glass. So, in this way, this is our true wealth. I'll just summarize what we spoke, that in this smart age, we should do smart chanting. Okay? Everything is smart. So, the beginning of that is, we have to deepen our sense of servitude. You have to really have the mood of being a servant. And in the mood of a servant, servant of the Vaishnavas, we should perform Naam Seva. Okay? Try to do the best possible justice. Okay? And one point which I just wanted to mention in that is, Naam Seva, we perform the Seva best when we do not do multitasking. So this multitasking, another, it could be very smart thing, but it is not a very smart in terms of serving the holy name. Just imagine you go to someone's house and a person is talking on the phone. First it takes 5 minutes to open the door only because the person is busy. And then when you open the door, You continue to talk on the phone. Right? After 2-3 minutes, okay, please, please sit. And continue to talk on the phone. And then, sorry, I didn't ask you water. Another 5 minutes pass. Right? So then offer the water or something. Again become busy on checking some WhatsApp updates. Right? You say, I have come, but this person is doing so many tasks. Right? In between, he attends to me a little bit, offers some water, a seat or something, and then he's busy on talking on the phone, checking or something. So, the service to the Lord, the Naam Seva, is best performed if we can avoid multitasking. As I said, the norms, the spiritual norms are a little bit different from the material norms. Material world, multitasking is considered a great asset or a very smart move or whatever. But it is not actually in our service to the Holy Name. So, we have to perform seva properly. Right? Just like we serve the deities, it's not that while serving the deities in between we get up, eat something, again start, drink something, again start, make a phone call, again start. You see, when we serve the deities, we are focused. We're not doing many tasks. Similarly, performing Naam Seva. There's the S part. Then secondly, it's the most important duty of the human form of life. As Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Shri Krishna Naam Sankirtan is our only duty. This understanding is most auspicious. Then the letter A is association. How we need to take a step, come to the association, whichever is closest possible, and chant with the devotees, trying to inspire each other. Do it repeatedly. Repeatedly we should try to discuss the glories of the Holy Name, sing the glories of the Holy Name, chant the glories of the Holy Name, right? Repeatedly. And then, understanding that it is our true wealth. And try to collect that wealth as much as possible in this human form of life. So I will end with the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Rather, chant Krishna's names constantly with patience, tolerance, forbearance. The Lord will not certainly sit silently and not do anything. Right? So he is saying that if you are chanting, if you are making endeavor, the Lord will not just sit silently and not do anything. God Hari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of his practice. So therefore, if we approach the Holy Name of the Lord in this smart way, then the Lord is much smarter than us. Right? He will also not sit silently, rather smartly reciprocate with us and give us the ultimate perfection of the human form of the life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.